Hey, you guys. Welcome to a special edition of Dream Life Live, going live here in the free Become a Dream Life coaching group. I am here with one of our newest coaches. She's going to share with you her story of how she went from burnout to breakthrough and is now creating a roadmap for other moms to do the same. So big Dream Life welcome to Jessica Nichols.
Yay. Thank you.
Before we get started, I want to just brag on you a minute, because not only did Jessica say yes to that stirring in her heart, but she has clients before she even launches her program. So we are going to give you all the details on how she was able to do that at the end of this call. So be sure to like and comment. Let us know you're here. Let us know where you're from. Let us know how long you've been brewing to become a coach, because Jessica is going to give you the nitty-gritty details on how she was able to do it in just a few months. So Jessica, share with us a bit about what life was like before you said yes to Dream Life Coaching, where you were just in dreaming stages.
Unfortunately, I was in dreaming stage for so long. I've always had a desire to help people. I've always had this dream of, I just have such a passion for people and living a dream life. Like, we are meant to thrive, not just survive. And I became a mom 11 years ago. And I remember driving back to work after 6 weeks off and being like, this is it. Like, this is, I sobbed to and from. And I'm like, there has to be more. And if I feel it, other people feel it as well. And so over the last 11 years, I have thought of like, how can I help? What can I do? And I eventually had gotten involved in MLMs, and I know some people don't like them, but there was a system that I was able to use in which I was helping people. And I love about them is that they really do focus on personal development. So while I was helping people, I was growing myself. I eventually had another child, and I was just in the grind of burnt out, overwhelmed. I was working. I wanted to stay home, but I just didn't have the means to do it. And so I found myself in a unhappy marriage. I found myself super reactive with my children. I found myself just crying when I was going to bed, like, this, I want to be a good mom. I know that I have the capability. Like, I'm a good mom, but I want to be a great mom. And how do I get myself out of this funk? How do I, and it really took a turn for me when I realized that my children were starting to react the same way that I was. And I would get upset with them and be like, why are you reacting like this? Like, we need to be able to control our emotions. Oh, but I'm not. And I am literally creating children who are going to grow up and become parents like me if I don't do something about it.
So you had a rock bottom moment where you were like, okay, this is not just fun and games anymore. This is not just, I wish. This is like, now I need something to give. I need something to change, because the way that you were responding was impacting your kids. Do you feel like you were just kind of at that stressed out max where it didn't take much for you to blow?
Yeah, for sure. Even the little things that, you know, really wouldn't cause somebody were causing me to erupt. Just, you know, kids, they're not always going to listen. Kids are going to, you know, make mistakes. You know, there shouldn't be, they're going to spill, they're going to have accidents. That shouldn't cause us to go in overload mode, but it was causing me to, because I was just constantly running on E and at my wit's end with almost everything that was going on. But it was starting and ending with me. It had nothing to do with the kids. And so taking responsibility for my own actions and saying, this starts and ends with you, and you need to do something about it.
Right. I think that's it. That's step one for everything, right? Like, once you realize that nothing's going to change unless you change it, that's a huge step in the right direction. It gets you out of victim mode and into responsibility mode of like, all right, well, what can I do? And so I know you started with your health first. You started taking back some of your time. And tell us a bit about that season of your life before you said, all right, I did it, and now I want to support others in doing it.
Yeah, I truly invested more time and money on myself than I ever have in my entire life. I hired a nutrition coach, and it all started with my physical health. I was at my heaviest weight, which we just know that lack of sleep, lack of good nutrition, lack of hydration, like all of those things play a huge factor with your mental health. And when I really came to understanding that they are so connected, that I was able to see shifts in both areas with only working on one. And so when I solely focused on my nutrition, I started to see my mental health change. And then I was like, wait a second, the mental aspect is almost even more important to me because this is where the changes are going to come with my children. And so then I really started to focus on the mental aspects of really diving in. Who am I? Who do I, why do I react this way? Why do I do these things? I need to seek out like something to help me become a better person. And when I focus on my mental health, the weight loss and things just became a bonus. Like my physical health, I was feeling the best I ever could, I ever had. And it was because I truly spent a year and a half of setting boundaries, saying, if I'm working out, like I'm doing it, nothing's going to come in my way. I was spending money on me. I was hiring coaches, surrounding myself with good people who were where I wanted to be. And I just saw it all come together and literally watched my life transform before my eyes.
And not only you saw it transform, but it sounds like your family saw it too. What did they notice?
Yeah. Well, my husband and I, who had been separated for 3.5 years, are back together and have a better relationship now than we did even prior to kids. My kids, I have such a good relationship. They're kids and we have our moments, but ultimately we have good relationships. And I know that they are old enough to see this transition. They're not babies where they're not going to remember it. I truly believe that my kids are going to know, like, my mom did the really hard work. And because of that, my family is together. My family is full of love and kindness. My kids are going to know how to deal with their emotions. I'm actually dealing with something right now. My son is dealing with a situation in school where he is being called some not nice names. And the Jess before would have handled it very differently. The Jess now is talking to him about his own character, about how somebody treats you speaks to their character. How we react speaks to ours. We don't know what they have going on in their life. We don't know where they're at. And so to be able to look at it from a different perspective and try and help him deal with the situation, not reactively, I'm like, who are you and what are you doing? And this is really, really cool.
Yeah. Cause the skills that you learn, right? Even in a 90 day U-turn, which is a 3-month program, I'm always like, it's not just 3 months though. It's actually a total trajectory change and it takes you in a completely new direction. So you spent you spent time working on your health, drinking water, setting boundaries, learning new healthy habits, journaling, that kind of thing. What made you say, all right, I'm ready to take it up another level by joining the certification program?
Well, I just found like a passion for it. I was like, okay, this is what I've always loved. And I would just share my journey for no other reason than to try and inspire somebody else to take care of themselves, to set boundaries, to say, hey, I am a priority and I need to be, and I'm worth the effort and time. You are the greatest thing you're ever going to take care of because you can't pour from an empty cup. I always say that I see this post goes passing around Facebook every once in a while that says, we're moms. Of course we pour from an empty cup. We have to. And I just want to scream and comment on every time I see it, like, no, we don't have to. And we shouldn't, because our kids are watching. How we take care of ourselves is how our kids are going to take care of themselves when they're older, because they are literally watching us. And so I want other moms to know that, no, we don't have to run on E. And so I just started sharing my journey, and I would get people messaging me being like, thank you for sharing. Because of you, I started walking. Because of you, I started doing this. And they would like check in with me and they would say, I need help. What do you do for this? What are you eating? How are you doing this? And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I love it. Literally fuels my soul when I get a message that's like, because of you. And I'm like, you know what? If I inspire one person, one mom, then this is all worth it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I hired coaches to help me. I now have this story. I have some pain that I'm going to turn into a purpose, and I'm going to help somebody else who feels like they're at rock bottom or who feels like their marriage is in shambles because they don't take time to prioritize their relationship or themselves because their kids have to be number one. Well, I want to show them that you can be a good mom and prioritize you and your relationship. It can all flow. And it actually, I'll go as far as saying you will be a better mom because of it.
Mm-hmm. And so you said, all right, not only is this for me, but now it's for others. And you wanted to figure out a way that you could coach others well and really have more tools in your toolbox. So you knew how to handle situations when they came to you. So tell us a bit about your experience within the certification and business program. And the first 3 months is focused on 90 Day U-Turn itself, where you get to experience the content, right? And then you come back as a support coach and build your coaching confidence by supporting others throughout that journey. So tell us a bit about your experience.
Yes. So I dove in with 90 Day because I was on that like mental health journey that I really wanted to expand for myself. And when I joined 90 Day, I was like, oh my, I was so blown away by just the information and the transformation and the community of other women who I connected with, like solely based on people trying to move forward, to just be better people, to be able to handle things differently, to see things differently, to process hurt and trauma and anger. And I was like, these are my people. These are just a beautiful community of women. I felt so comfortable. I unloaded some serious stuff on these women and I never felt judged. I never felt uncomfortable. I always felt supported. And when I found out, okay, I can come back as a support coach, and this is just the system that I needed to be able to just dive in. Because for years I've spun my wheels, like I've had ideas. Oh yeah, I'd love to do this to help women, but there was no system. I just literally spun my wheels. I need that direction because I will sit and fester on something and have no clue to how to take the next step. I will let fear, I will let all these things hold me back. But in this program, you truly have people holding your hand saying, okay, this is the next step. This is the next step. So I did 90 Day U-Turn. My life has completely changed. And now I get to go back and I get to help people change their lives. And it's been one of the most rewarding, like, I want to be a support coach again. Like, I want to do this again and again, because it's just truly an amazing experience to be able to sit and have these conversations with these women who are seeking more, and to watch them. Like, I always had this coach perception that I'm going to help change their life, and coming to the understanding that I'm not changing anybody's life. They are changing their lives, and I just get to be a part of it. And it's such a cool experience. And now we're almost done with this season, this session of 90 Day U-Turn as a support coach. And now it's like, okay, now I'm heading out into a field and I feel so confident and so ready, more than I ever have in my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as a support coach, you get to facilitate breakout sessions, you get paired up with clients and you work, take them through the exercises. And I would get messages from Jessica, who's like, oh my gosh, that was such an amazing session. And you really had tools in your toolbox. You knew what to do and you knew what to say to support the client on their journey, which it really builds that coaching confidence. And when you know that what you have is the best thing since sliced bread, you want to shout it from the rooftops. And that's why this process works, right? We're not just an e-course. You're not just reading something in a book and then expected to do it. You actually, it becomes natural to you. It becomes who you be because you've experienced it and then you've been able to practice. And now, 6 months in, you are launching your own 90 Day U-Turn as a Dream Life Coach, specifically for moms, mostly with young kids who are feeling burnt out on both ends. So tell us a bit about the program you're about to launch.
Yeah, so I love 90 Day so much, and I've seen such transformation in everyone that has taken it, that I want to dive in and I want to share with moms everywhere 90 Day. So we are going to run the 90 Day course, and we're going to tailor it to moms specifically to discuss, you know, why we parent the way we do. Do you feel reactive? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel burnout? How do we create boundaries? How do we process the things that maybe have had happened in our past that have created the reason why we're here in our future? And then how do we learn from that to create systems to live our dream life? What do you want the future to look like? What kind of mom do you want to be? What kind of relationship do you want with your kids and your spouse? And how do we create that? This system really will do that. And I'm excited to share it with moms everywhere.
Amen. Yeah. We're not having these intentional conversations in the grocery store. Like, The conversations we have during our 90-day U-turn meetings truly are a game changer because we are talking about real issues in life, not only our past, because that's why we're acting the way we are now or reacting or responding, but also we're really being intentional about what we want to create and holding ourselves accountable to that. Now, you said one of the favorite exercises that you've within the 90-day U-turn program is week two. Week two is when we hone in on subconscious programming and the hardwiring that happens in the first 7 years of life and beyond, but primarily in those younger years. And it sounds like that your biggest aha moments came when you went, oh, that's why I do the things that I do. So tell us about that.
Yeah, that was really eye-opening to me with the whole subconscious and the fact that you can retrain it. But when we dove into that, I am a product of, I have three brothers. My parents divorced when I was seven. I grew up kind of between, you know, I had two great loving parents, but they were young and they didn't, maybe they allowed divorce to really divide them and they used it as a tool to hurt each other. And they used their children as a tool to hurt each other. I was actually talking to my youngest sibling the other day who I said, do you realize that when we were younger and we got hurt, we were never consoled. It was always anger. It was always, what did you do? Why did you do that? And that was a huge aha moment for me when we were going through the subconscious, because that I have done that with my kids. My first reaction is not always, oh, come here, let me kiss it and make it better. My first reaction is, why did you do that? Like, you knew standing on the counter was not going to end well, you know, instead of being like, are you okay? Like, the first things first, are you okay? And then let's talk about why you're standing on the counter or things like that. And he was like, oh my gosh, like I never thought about it like this. I never thought I'm so reactive. Was it because that's how I was literally raised? That's what I watched. And going through that week two was so eye-opening to me because it's not just I choose to react this way. It's how I was programmed. But the good news is that I don't have to stay programmed that way. And I can decide how I'm going to retrain my subconscious to be less reactive, to be more compassionate when my kids get hurt. Because I can choose to, and I can talk myself through that.
Yeah. I think it changes within the first 3 to 4 weeks, you guys, people are like mind blown, right? And this is one of the most, a powerful week because you learn about groupthink and our media and all the ways that our subconscious can get programmed. But what I think retraining it does, it helps us to see ourselves and the world differently. And so now, instead of, you know, come on, you should have known better to be on the counter. It's like, what do you need? Why are you here? You know, right. Even with your son and staying after school, with talking to the counselor, it's like you believe the best in him.
Yes.
And he did the best that he could with the information that he had at that time. And so instead of reprimanding him for not telling you sooner, it's the, you don't see him as, you know, an annoyance necessarily, or doing something wrong, you see him as doing the best you could. So it just changes your outlook on everything.
100%. I actually see them differently in they're just little tiny humans that are learning like and growing and trying to understand the world. And where I don't think that I ever, you know, ironically, that's probably not the best thing to say, but like, I just saw them as like little adults, like, you know better. And it's like, well, do they know better? Have I actually taught them better? My son was getting out of the shower the other day and he just shut off the water and got right out. And it's like pouring water when he comes out. And I'm going to go, what are you doing? And I'm like, have I ever told him, like, why don't you stay in the tub, dry off so that you get the least amount of water? I've never said that to him. How does he know? Like, you know, like, they're just little humans trying. Now, do they do some stuff that they know better? Of course. But do we really take the time to think about what they actually know? And have we taken the time to walk them through things versus just assuming that? That's one thing that I think that this course has really changed my mindset on. Don't assume the worst. Don't assume their behavior is because they want to be defiant. Don't assume, you know, they're talking back because they want to be little punks. Like, don't assume the worst in anybody. Really try and put yourself in their shoes and understand a different perspective on it.
Yeah. And that changes generations, you guys. Like, seriously, that's this like 1% shift in a completely new direction, because you're raising a secure child. But that comes from you being secure first. And so, Jessica, congratulations on saying yes to your health journey, yes to your mental health journey, and then yes to this dream of adding value to the world in a profound way. But it's still like on your time schedule, right? You get to decide when the meetings are. You are opening up the doors when it works for you. You get to create a business that you love that impacts the world. And it's still within your decision, right? Like, you still have control. And so tell us when your mom's group is launching. Tell us if they're interested in joining your free mom's group, what that would look like too.
Yeah. So my mom's group is actually launched. It's called Happy Moms. And it truly is just a space, a safe space for moms to come together. My goal is to just help you prioritize yourself and provide you with resources and community and connection and accountability, because it's easy for moms to put themselves on the back burner when life happens. So we talk about setting intentions for our week. How are we going to make space for ourselves to move our bodies, to just journal, get our thoughts down? We really need to work on the relationship with ourselves before we can want a better relationship with the people around us. And so that's what I'm trying to do in this space, is just bring moms together to say, you matter, you're worth it. How are we going to create time and space for you to be able to do that? By also providing, you know, fun resources for the kids and your spouse. And just, the goal is to cultivate a great relationship with yourself and the people around you, while also connecting with mom, saying, hey, I have this situation going on. How have you handled it? What can you do? Just to bounce ideas and thoughts and just let each other know that we're not alone in this journey. We're not always going to get it right. But you're not alone, and you have somebody who wants to support you and love you.
We will post the link to Jessica's free group in the description or the comments. So be sure to check it out if you are a mom with young kids and are like, I need all the help I can get. And then I know you're launching your, and this is one reason why you've been able to gather clients already before your program even launched, because you started your free group, you're adding value, you're cultivating connections, and people are saying, I want more. So when does your round of 90 Day U-Turn start?
Yes. Yeah, so I am going to open the doors by this weekend. So say by Saturday, the doors will be open. And I actually have 5 people already ready to join. That's going to leave 5 spots open for our first round, and it's going to kick off in 2 weeks on a Wednesday night.
Awesome. 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 So exciting. Jessica, you're doing the dang thing. You know, it's one thing to have a dream and keep dreaming and thinking, oh, it's too far away, it's not going to happen, I don't even know how. And we talk ourselves out of our dreams all of the time. But you said yes. And not only did you say yes to you, and you did the hard work to get yourself in dream life alignment, but you have learned the skills to effectively coach others. And that feels so dang good. So we'll post the link to her free group. If you're interested in that, be sure to join and then connect with her within that group to get started in the mom's round of 90 Day U-Turn. But it's a powerful program, and dream life coaches have the ability to sell it and use it with their clients too. Why? Because they know that it works. They've already been through it. And so if you're interested in having a roadmap to becoming a coach and starting to make money within the next 4 to 6 months, comment coach below and I'll reach out to connect and see if this is a good fit for you. So last but not least, Jessica, what would you say to somebody who is in that brewing phase? They feel restless. They're ready for more, but they don't really know how. They want to become a coach, but it seems mucky, murky, like they don't really know the steps to take. Why should they get started within the program?
Because what you're looking for and what you're needing is a system. And that's what you have here. You have literally a step-by-step process that is going to help you finally put your boots to the ground, and you're going to make steps forward. You're not alone. There's so many people who have been in that spinning phase forever. And unfortunately, you're going to stay there if you don't make the decision to surround yourself with somebody who has done it and knows what to do, and who provides you with endless resources. Like, I can't even believe the amount that we are provided, and it's been game changing. I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't be launching a program. I wouldn't have a wait list of clients here ready to go if I hadn't have said yes. I would probably still be just in this burnout, overwhelmed mode. This truly gave me direction, purpose, and a clear path of how to do it. Not just what to do, but like how to do it.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited for you. Congratulations. Give her some love in the comments. It's exciting to get your first clients. It's exciting to have people raise their hand and say, yes, I want more. I want to work with you. And that's why business is not meant to be done alone. Like we collaborate, we want to hear, we want to brainstorm together. And then we go back and work within our communities to make it happen. So congratulations, Jessica, for everything you've experienced over the past few months. And I know this is just the beginning for you.
Thank you.
Again, if you're listening and you're curious about becoming a dream life coach as well, comment coach below and let's talk. In another 6 months, you could be already making money with your dream life side hustle, right? All right. Have an awesome day, you guys. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.